All right, Jay Coop. Well, let me start with this. You're done with 250s.
Yep.
You're done. What does that feel like?
Yeah, it's obviously a little bit emotional, bittersweet. Would have liked to go out on a better note, but yeah, we've had a rough couple of races, that's for sure.
I was pissed because I couldn't pick you in fantasy because I had you last week. I thought you were a potential winner, and then you came out yesterday. You were really good. Today you were good in practice. Feeling more at home today, I guess?
Yeah, I felt really good today. First moto, I didn't really get the best of starts, and I couldn't make a pass for anything.
I don't think you were alone in that.
Yeah, I think – I mean, you really just had to be aggressive, and I wasn't really willing to just go and hit someone. So maybe I should have been because man, I feel like I had a pretty good start, and I was kind of cautious of being around Hayden all night. And yeah, kind of just rode it in. I had a good second moto, started third, and that's where I finished. But yeah, we had a good race up with the Star Boys, and it's kind of how it went, fourth overall.
It didn't look like it to me, but a few riders told me, like, this is Salt Lake-ish, Vegas type of dirt, like slippery hard pack. Was it like that?
Yeah, I think the track was the best yesterday in our free practice sessions. Actually had some ruts, and tonight it just got more and more hard-packed as we got on it. So that part was a little bit frustrating. It's definitely hard to ride, and it takes away from the line choices, I feel.
What do you think of the whole – look, the SMX thing didn't go your way, you know, as much as you wanted it to. What do you think of the whole three-race thing and the points and two motos and all that?
Yeah, it was interesting with, you know, how much got shuffled around tonight, like what was up for grabs. So it seems like all the top guys had pretty good races and everything went pretty smooth, but there was definitely a lot to play for tonight. Wish I was somewhat in it. It was kind of over. When I went down, I had that first turn crash at round two, and I kind of knew it was over from there. So, yeah, it's been up and down a couple races for me. Just wish it could have went a little bit better.
Did you like the idea of the whole SMX?
Yeah, I did. It's something new. It's a short, sweet, just short series that a lot can happen. You know, it's not like a 12-round thing where you have to be consistent. I mean, you really do have to be consistent, but it's just a lot can happen in those three races, and you have to get it done quick.
You can make some money, though, right?
Yeah, it's three races for that much money is always a good thing.
You're pretty young, but peristyle history, Coliseum and all that, what'd you think of the going up there and all that?
Yeah, I've never really been here, and I barely got to watch any of that stuff back then. So it was all new for me, and it was cool to see the history. I kind of seen some videos going through the weekend of what it was like back then, and just to come back here is pretty cool. And even have some of the riders that did race here be here.
Was it dark up there? Was it dark coming down?
Yeah, that was actually that section was really dark up there. Right before you came down, you couldn't see much.
Yeah. Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it. And, yeah, well, next time we see you, be on a big bike.
Be on a big bike. Thank you.
Thanks.